How can we not say a few words about some of the football going on yesterday? Hey, before we get to the football that is making the news, of course, I'm talking about the NFL games and the games, of course, that we had broadcast. We should note that over the weekend, the high school football seasons came to a close with the championship games that took place. And we say congratulations to New Lothrop, which took a state championship game.
Yeah, they did very well.
It was a tough game for them. They jumped out to a big halftime lead and had to hang on, but they did.
Right.
And we congratulate Frankenmuth, falling short, but still making a state championship game is always impressive.
They made a strong effort in the second half, but just couldn't close the gap.
Yeah. So a couple of teams that we note from the area.
And Ubley out in the thumb. Ubley was in it as well.
That's right.
Thank you. I forgot about
they
Ubley.
Played.
Yes.
Can't forget them.
Yes, you're right. Can't forget about our friends out in the thumb. Very
good.
They
lost, but they had a great season.
Getting there. That's right. So
talk about a season that they all of them will remember. They will always
for
remember
a long
this
time
one.
To come.
Yep.
A
couple of pauses and having to deal with everything that's going on.
Oh, yeah.
So
I watched some of that high school action. Boy, there's some pretty good passes and receivers, too, from what I was seeing at the high school level. I was pretty impressed.
Those high school stars that become the college stars that perhaps become those NFL stars.
I'd imagine there are a few college scouts probably in the stands watching that.
Yeah. And they could go to CMU.
Well, there you go. You're looking for, is there a future Tom Brady or is there a future Patrick Mahomes? Well, there's got to be at some point.
Right.
Whether their future will be as great as Tom Brady or as great as it already is for the young Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
We enjoyed bringing you the games yesterday, the conference championship games that were broadcast on 790 News Radio WSGW. And, so you had Tampa Bay going to Green Bay and big quarterback matchup, and in the end, Tom Brady wins it.
Comes out on top. It's the 10th postseason game, I guess.
Yeah, 10th Super Bowl.
It is amazing.
It is.
It is. Mm-hmm. And I know that he didn't really want to talk about it yesterday, but secretly you know that he's enjoying this even more because New England thought they could win without him. And New England didn't even make the playoffs while he's going back to the Super Bowl.
He goes to a team that was, 7-9 last year.
Right. So he takes Ndamukong Suh to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That way. They're right.
With his penalties and all.
Yeah.
He just gets a little eager sometimes and gets offsides.
Especially when he plays Aaron Rodgers. So
right. Even though, I know that both quarterbacks got their share of sacks early on in the game.
Did.
They both got nailed.
And that stretch in the second half when he was throwing passes to the wrong team.
Yeah. But, you know, I'll say this, though. He was throwing those interceptions, however they were happening, deep in Green Bay's end of the field. So it wasn't it wasn't a costly turnover.
You can say, you know,
and Green Bay had chances.
There. Yeah, they did.
And I still won't understand what LaFleur was thinking about when
what
he decided.
What was he thinking?
I don't know. And when they had fourth down and goal with Aaron Rodgers, the MVP of the year, I don't know why you kicked the field goal and give the ball back to Brady with just 3 minutes to go.
Yeah, it was even less. I think it was like 2 minutes.
Yeah, I think so. Right. Right.
All made sense because even if you don't get it, say if you don't, you fall short, you still have Tampa Bay pinned deep.
Yep.
Right, because the spread was like 8 points that they were behind at that point.
Yeah.
And, it's crazy.
Yeah, and I think he's already saying that perhaps it was the wrong decision. I think I've read reports on that.
Yeah.
How can you not think that?
Right.
Well, and if it would have worked, you're a hero, but it didn't. It was pretty glaring.
I understand, too, what Green Bay Packers fans are upset about, that that crucial third down penalty that was called on them, the pass interference.
Pass interference, yeah.
It was the right call. It was the right call. But I empathize because for that entire game, the referees seemed to be swallowing their whistles or not throwing those flags at all.
Right.
And then all of a sudden they did for that one play. I understand. So, but at the same time, it was the right call.
And then in the second game, even though the Bills came out to an early lead, you just knew that.
You mean the game that devolved into a football?
Yeah, it did. It turned into just big fights after.
Yeah.
It was more interesting than the game itself. The Patrick Mahomes is unbelievable. And if you are an AFC team, you have to figure out a way to get around him for the next 10 years.
He sure is a cheerleader and motivator for his team, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. He is a leader. And just the passes that he makes sometimes, the sidearm, and he's unbelievable.
Underhand, that underhand, one for the touchdown.
Right,
he's kind of like, here you go, whoop.
And that team is just so fast on offense. That is one of the fastest teams I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was very impressive once they got things going. Of course, you know, that early lead was just that muffed punt.
You're right.
I mean, it was, you know,
right.
That mistake led to that early lead.
Well, Buffalo, their mistake was they were settling for some field goals. They couldn't get anything in, and you just can't do that against Kansas
City. No, you got to score touchdowns. You're going to have to outscore them.
Right. So this is a rematch. I believe they played against each other, Tampa Bay and Kansas City, in Week 12 or something like that, where Kansas City beat the Buccaneers 27-24 in Tampa. So here they are about 2 months later getting to face each other. And Tampa Bay is the first team that gets to host the Super Bowl.
And this is a return trip to the Super Bowl for Kansas City, right?
That's right. Yeah, they come in as the defending champions. Yep. February 7th is your calendar date, if you haven't heard by now, for Super Bowl LV-55. We'll have broadcast coverage for you, by the way. Mark it down, 2 o'clock, the pregame starts for the, 6:18 kickoff on 790 News Radio WSW, by the way. And, you know, the focus is going to be on Brady and Mahomes. Starting, you know, the greatest of all time against the young upcoming, perhaps future greatest of all time. The comparisons are already being made. It's like, okay.
Right. The NFL is loving this. To showcase these two guys. Yeah. they wanted this, so they're getting it. And they would have been happy with Aaron Rodgers, too, don't get me wrong.
Of course, that's a good point.
Hey, by the way, Aaron Rodgers, if you need a team, I'm sure the Detroit Lions will be love to court you.
There's another part of the news of football coming out that Matthew Stafford. So what are we hearing? Apparently, at the end of the season, he made it known that he thought that he would like to be traded.
It was time, to part ways. But the Lions and Stafford apparently tabled that until they hired a new head coach and GM, and so that way he could reevaluate. And then once he saw who they hired, he talked to them and said, "All right, let's do it. Let's make a trade." So they're going to try to do that.
I wonder about Rodgers' willingness to scamper, though. Like someone said, he should have ran one in yesterday rather than trying to pass and not make it. And Stafford. Give him the credit. No matter how banged up and bruised he is, he'll run that ball and try to move it. Basically, what I see Rodgers do is fall back, throw a pass, fall back, throw a pass.
That's the thing. I think this is maybe the best thing the Lions can do. They need draft picks. And there are a lot of teams out there that want a Matthew Stafford. Some teams that are on the cusp of making a playoffs or playoff teams that they think this guy might be able to get them over the edge.
With all his experience,
right?
For sure.
And he's only going to be 33 this year.
Right, he's good. Another 10 years if you go by the Brady
No end in sight for Matthew Stafford right now. Jeez.
But it is an end of an era. That is for sure. And for Detroit, the state of Michigan, Charlie and I, we were talking about this off the air. When he leaves... Who is Detroit's big superstar sports guy? There you go.
The pause tells you what it is. We were actually suggesting perhaps it's not a player. Perhaps it's based on his news conference from last week. Maybe it's Dan Campbell.
Right, and Steve Eisman, GM for the Red Wings. Yeah, it's the guys in the front office and head coaching positions.
Oh, yeah, for the Tigers, you got A.J. Hinch coming into his rookie season. I mean, you know, these are not the players, but they become more of the face than the current players because we don't have a superstar.
I guess you could wear an Eisman jersey. I was going to say, otherwise, I don't know too many GMs who have a jersey.
And no disrespect to our Detroit Pistons, but they're still looking for, you know, they got some potential young players that have been playing. I mean, Jeremy Grant's been a great pickup for him.
Yeah, he's been fine.
You know, Killian Hayes unfortunately hurt, so his highly touted rookie season's Blake Griffin's, we love Blake to be here, but he's, you know, a veteran who's on his last legs, kind of solidifying a team. So, we're Detroit is in need of a superstar.